Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
The Radio Gorgeous sofa is absolutely thrilled to be in live, in person, at an actual book launch with Heidi Amsink. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we're here at your book launch for your book.
Yes, my debut crime novel,
which is called
My Name is Jensen.
Now, introduce My Name is Jensen to us.
So, My Name is Jensen is set in Copenhagen, which is where I was born. Jensen is a reporter. She returns home from London, which is something I never did. I came here as a reporter and just stayed. She goes home, she has a long-time married lover called Henrik Jungersen, who was in the Danish police. And she discovers a dead body in the street and a bit of a mystery about who this person is. He's carrying a sign with the word guilty on it. What does that mean? What's he guilty of? Why is he there? Is he homeless? Or does he just happen to find himself in the street? And it takes place under a blizzard in
under
Copenhagen.
A blanket of snow.
Exactly.
And it is a rollicking good read. A lot of mystery. A lot of fast-paced,
thank you.
You know, thriller action. But it also carries a lot of tropes. Like, I would say that Jensen is a spiky, feisty, young, sleuthy Miss Marple.
Yes, she's a complicated character, complex character, not complicated. She's both kind and annoying. I think Henrik calls her the most irritating woman north of the equator.
And probably one of the most stubborn.
Very stubborn, very stubborn. So is he, by the way. Two of them. She's stubborn, but she refuses to kind of buy the first version of the story. She refuses to write a story that says that a homeless man was murdered before she knows who he was. She becomes obsessed with finding the truth about the victim.
Is there a correlation between journalists like yourself and sleuthing?
I think so, but Jensen belongs to a dying breed of investigative journalism journalists because it's a branch of journalism that newspapers can't afford anymore. There's very little of it. Some parts of the sort of global press still have it, but in Denmark it's not something that newspapers really do anymore. So she's a dying breed in a dying newspaper industry, which is sort of the background. She's a lot freer. Her detective inspector boyfriend is much more bound by routine procedure. He calls it boring. He says, you know, I'm kind of just going step by step, whereas she can be an anarchist. She does go out of her way and sometimes puts herself in danger.
Yes, she's quite an anarchic presence.
Yeah. Yes.
She's like a bomb set off in Copenhagen upon her return.
Yeah, yeah.
And is writing about Copenhagen sort of a way of visiting for you?
Yeah, very much so. I wrote the book in lockdown and I'm always homesick for Copenhagen, that I couldn't go for 18 months. And for me, it's just like hanging out there for a while and kind of playing at moving around the space. I feel very lucky to be writing about a place I love so much. It's also perfect stage because it's very small. You can walk it, you'll see there's a map in the book to help you navigate around the different scenes where the story unfolds.
Yeah, because it's a very intimate visit to Copenhagen and its surrounds. And one of those tropes we were talking about is, you know, the crusty, you know, detective. But there's also, it opens with, as you said, this enigmatic scene of a young foreigner with a sign guilty and who is homeless, it would appear, or is sitting, looking like a homeless person, with a sign around his neck saying guilty. And I was wondering if that sort of, it seemed very timely to me that we're dealing with, you know, refugees, migrants, outsiders, and all of those stereotypes sort of played into that, and homeless and indigent and all of those
words. Yeah. Yeah, I sort of play around with that a little bit, because, you know, is it a sort of a pointed finger at society for allowing it to happen? Is he, you know, is he made to feel guilty by society? Is he guilty of something, or is somebody else guilty of something? We, you know, that is the mystery basically at the heart of it. But I am playing around a bit with also stereotypes around who becomes homeless and so on. People are very quick to jump to conclusions, and they find out that, you know, maybe they shouldn't, and Jensen doesn't, which makes her sort of fun to play with.
And she has that one name, Jensen.
Yeah. So fans of Inspector Morse might see what I did there, but those were the first sort of crime novels I read after arriving in the UK. Someone told me to read them. I swallowed them whole, you know, in a matter of a few weeks. I also thought it could be fun to give her a surname, because we don't know whether she's a man or a woman. I think that's fun. People assume she's a man for some reason. This kind of pisses her off. But also, it doesn't really matter whether she's a man or a woman. And Jensen is the most popular surname in Denmark, so it also means my name is Jensen is also like saying I'm Danish. So she's almost like a sort of anonymous.
An omni-Dane.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned Morse there, and there's been a lot of positive press on this book. It's been very well received. And at his, one of the things that is been said is that it's very series worthy. So will there be more Jensen?
Definitely. In fact, I have written the second book
yes.
in a series, and
yes.
I've got the third book in my mind. So yeah, we go on with the same characters, same principal cast, but slightly different story. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to Radio Gorgeous, and please let's get back to your party.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.